It's the women who are made to sound hideously unhinged, whereas the men are out there just calling it science.
Oh, I see. Yeah, biohacking.
Oh, it's biohacking. I'm like, babes, put your arsehole away.
Put your arsehole away, please. We're trying to get to the planetarium.
Honestly.
Oh, hello, and welcome to a very spooky episode of Pottering with me, Tom Allen. I can't go much deeper. I hope you enjoy our little time in the spooky night garden. Not in the night garden. Iggle Piggle isn't here. But we're doing a spooky Halloween special with this spooky light and maybe some spooky things and pumpkins and that. And my guest today is the ever so slightly spooky, ever so little bit witchy, Angela Scanlon. Thank you for joining me for this Halloween special of Pottering.
I am so happy to be here, Tom. Gin in hand, crisps.
Looking at
fur.
You there, you look like I've just typed into ChatGPT.
Cruella autumn. DeVille.
No, like Autumn Lady in the Garden. And
well,
you're there.
I did borrow your little flippy flops.
Well, I couldn't bring you out to the garden without sharing some of my fabulous garden footwear.
I have to say, I do think a garden clog is like a moment.
Well, those ones, Alfie bought me as a joke, and I've got to tell you, they are extremely comfortable.
These are a bit of me. Will you get me a pair?
Okay, I definitely will.
How much?
I think they're about £6.40.
Aren't all the best ones like? It's like a normcore thing.
Oh,
do you remember
just
that?
You just dream of being normal.
Love it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here. I've got a lot. Well, we used to be side by side on Virgin Radio, and so we'd have a crossover time. And that time we talked for so long, they'd actually be like, you need to shut up because you
get
need to
moving.
Leave and Tom needs to do his show.
But often about ticking stripes or hydrangeas. I learned a lot as well,
Angela. And it made sense to me to bring you in for this Halloween special. I hope you don't mind.
Wow, that is incredibly rude.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as I said it. Like, because you're a bit of an old...
You're a spooky old bitch.
And I thought, she'll do it.
So why? Tell me.
Because I always think you're quite... Don't take this the wrong way, but a little bit witchy.
Oh, I'm full witch.
Oh, see, yeah, I wasn't
but
wrong.
But a white witch. I'm a good witch.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I get it. Because I always think of you with crystals.
Yeah, love a crystal. Yeah. Tucked into my bra.
Is that where you keep
it? Yeah, although I didn't bring any today. I didn't feel like I needed to ward off any bad energy.
How foolish of you.
I know.
But well, actually, I've got some sage, actually. I wanted to...
You better
some
be
burning
blowing
sage.
That... Stuff all over the shop.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. I remember Roisin Conti, who's a mutual friend of ours, and I said, oh, yeah, come on in. And I was like, as she was coming in the door, I was saging her. She was like, this is really offensive.
No, I'll be fine in a minute.
No, you'll be grand. I just need to get rid of this nasty energy.
She has changed.
She's changed. But yeah, it goes off, the like fire alarm in our house goes off regularly.
Because of that. Yeah, you shouldn't waggle it under the air.
You should not. But I like burn frankincense and all sorts of shit. It smells like
you?
A church in there.
I love all those smells.
I know.
What do you think it is about them that we kind of connect with?
Look, I don't know. I feel like in our bones, those... Yeah. Things are familiar. Mm. So we might not connect an actual literal memory, but like, I don't know. We were talking before about the smell of a real fire.
Oh, yeah. Nothing better.
Yeah. And so I think, I don't know, fire like.
Yeah, it does it's connect.
It's primal.
Yes,
so
I agree.
I feel like anything that's kind of, you know, smoky and ritualistic, I feel like we're,
we're
aware of on some level.
I agree, actually. I know what you mean. And I think in our hurried world. Mm. And I think I often say it, but we spend too long, I think, all of us on our screens.
Oh, yeah.
That's the antithesis of all of that.
Yeah.
It's really disconnecting us from, well, other people. But actually, I think a lot of the addiction is it's disconnecting us from ourselves.
100%, which is the whole point, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, without us realising, you're like, all of the addictions are like an escape from...
Don't worry about those horrible thoughts you've got inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, buy something.
Have a gin. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I suppose actually it's time with ourselves.
Yeah. And I also think that busyness, you know, that kind of like addiction to busyness.
Yes.
Is also that, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. And I really feel that is our modern malady, is that we are so... There's this kind of romanticism around being on the go and, oh, I've got so many messages to deal with and I've got messages there and messages here and everybody wants a piece of me. And it's like, actually, they don't really want
they
a piece of me.
They actually don't give a shit. Fucking,
they're just glad to send the message off their desk.
But I don't know whether that's a... like a generation thing, because I feel like the younger crew are a bit more, I don't know, we all talk about, oh, they never had a time where they didn't have screens, as if we somehow won the prize. But I actually think that they have, as a result, a healthier relationship with it in many ways.
That's interesting.
Where they go, oh, it is the devil, I'm aware of it, I'll use it, and then
it's a tool, and then I'll carry on with my
whereas
life.
Whereas we're like, I remember reading about it years ago, where it was like, our generation, you heard a ping, heard the old school telephone ringing.
Oh, when I heard a ping, I thought it was the microwave.
Okay. Dreams.
Yes. Yes.
But like the ding, like the phone would ring, and it was a call to action. Like it was something.
Somebody get the phone!
Immediate, but it was either excitement or death or whatever.
Yeah, some big news.
It was big. So we're ingrained to respond to those notifications.
How interesting. I hadn't put that together.
Which I think is quite interesting.
And as well, I think there's a sense of the romance of 1980s, 1990s American movies, which either had people on their kitchen, I'll say it's often women, on their kitchen phones.
Yeah.
As was the way then, which had very long cables, so they could walk around. Very long cabled phone. So they could walk around like that, talking, but also chopping something. That was the time.
I mean, listen, don't we only wish that was the time now?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'd love to be walking around on a phone, chopping something. Like,
chopping some carrots.
Shit all over that tree, babes. Tradwife is back with a bang.
I'd love to be Normcore Tradwife, 1984.
Me too.
Exactly, yeah.
But like it is, this luxury, the whole idea of like growing your own vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, most people, you know...
Works long time to get away from that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or it was associated with a very different thing. I think gardening, like when I think my own family, like we have had a big old garden, but they approach it almost the way like country people would approach animals.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Like,
there's nothing exciting.
Working dogs. Like dogs are for working. They're like they.
I see.
They're not pets. The garden is not a beautiful kind of leisurely activity.
Pinterest board.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like. Either functional or sustenance or like a pain in the hole.
Yeah, you've got to deal with the bloody god.
Fucking weeds.
That's true, actually, yes. No. I think it's quite distinct to our generation as well that we have this notion of this quite theatrical life where it's like everything is kind of dress up. Everything is kind of like, oh, well, I've got my Miss Marple style garden.
Totally.
Like I always say like I'm an old lady in 1954.
But like how sexy is that these days?
Well, I'm hoping. I'm hoping Alfie likes it.
He does, babe. He does.
My knitting.
I love this for you, babe.
Yes, I mean, this isn't knitted, but it could have been.
Oh,
yeah, this is actually Alfie's.
Judging you heavily then.
Yes, it's not homemade.
It better be wool. If it's acrylic.
I don't know. I'll have to ask Alfie
about
it. It feels warm.
Is it his or did he buy it for you?
No, he gave it to me as I was walking out the door. He said, why don't you put on one of my cardigans? That'll fit. He's actually been responsible for a lot of this decoration.
He's full styling.
He got these hay bales.
Oh, well, also,
yes.
He got us spooky nachos in a La Cruz pot.
Yes, exactly, because he was convinced that this would make it more Halloween-y.
And don't you all agree? It absolutely does. Foods. Like, where would we be without them, frankly? But I had a really good point and you really distracted me. I'm just going to
stop again. I forgot, you don't eat carbs.
I just can't talk and eat. Like, honestly, nobody needs this. This is a visualised podcast.
Oh,
I
forget.
You know.
I know, my gaping old cardigan.
But, so a friend of mine who has a garden and literally turned it into an allotment. So planting.
Oh, that's my dream.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you basically halfway there. Mm. But he said that a lawn back in the day, so everyone thinks now, oh, a lawn is like kind of a low maintenance thing, right?
Oh,
but there's nothing lower maintenance than a wild old garden that you don't have to tend to.
A lawn isn't low maintenance.
But you know what it was? It was a show of wealth back in the day.
Oh, because you didn't need to farm it.
You didn't need to grow vegetables. You had a lawn that was just there
for a bit
ease
of croquet
and leisure and drinking.
Cucumber sandwiches. Oh, that does make sense, doesn't it?
So there was a prestige to a lawn was a show of wealth.
Oh, now I'm going to keep it.
You're pretentious.
I'm not getting rid of that. That's fine.
No, but not anymore, babes.
Okay,
an allotment is the most pretentious thing you could have now.
An allotment is a bit pretentious if you've got a garden.
Yeah.
If you've got a garden of your own, you're like, we've got an allotment. Like,
Just do, what's wrong with the garden? Why do you need a garden down the road to grow things in?
I'm going to say maybe it's like going to the gym as opposed to just working out in your garden.
Oh, okay.
There's an accountability thing. There's some lad over there who's grown dahlias bigger than you, and fuck, are you going to be, you know, second best
to that guy?
Water them dahlias.
I must have the best.
Competitive gardening.
That spurs you on, yeah. But at home, you've got a garden that looks like shit, maybe.
Absolutely. Mm. Everyone's talking about it.
Everyone's talking about it. But I want to talk about crystals for a moment.
Yeah,
I know crystals, you have crystals for different things. Is that right? Which feels very Halloween-y.
I have one in the garden as well, actually.
Do you? Big crystal?
A big one.
Does it glow like, I want to say like Swinging on a Star. Do you remember that sitcom?
No.
It was one of those sitcoms, You Could Be Swinging on a Star was what it was called.
And
she opened a crystal and she...
Opened a crystal.
She opened like the lid of a crystal and then she was like a witch.
Don't open crystal, so it wasn't real.
Wasn't real, fine.
Because no. Like they're bits of rock with shininess on this.
Is that all, that's all they are?
Well, I think so. Like rock under pressure. Like I think next up, more pressure would have been a diamond. So crystal's like...
Halfway diamond. And what do they do?
I mean, don't quote me on that.
No, I'll take it. I'll take it.
But like shiny, lovely stones. But like apparently they hold energy and they can kind of... You know, vibrationally speak to different things.
Things in your being, and you charge them. Is that right?
Oh, you can charge them under the moon, but you can charge all sorts under the moon.
What else can you charge under
your
the moon?
Your vagina.
My goodness! Wow, that's great.
I know. You just get it out.
Speaking, how do you do that?
Lie back.
Oh, lie back and wait for the
moon.
Does it take longer on like a crescent moon?
Oh, it's a full moon situation.
What's a farmer's moon like?
No idea. Sounds dirty.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's a thing.
Gosh.
It's a thing.
You want to be careful in winter. You'd catch a chill.
You could catch a chill. But there's lads in LA calling it biohacking, getting their arsehole up to the sun.
Is that why it's called mooning? Oh,
well,
I see.
It's different. It's the women who are made to sound hideously unhinged, whereas the men are out there just calling it science.
Oh, I see. Yeah, biohacking.
Oh, it's biohacking. I'm like, babes, put your arsehole away.
Put your arsehole away, please. We're trying to get to the planetarium.
Exactly.
Wow, they do everything over there differently.
Oh, all
they?
Sorts, all sorts. In the name of longevity.
Oh, yes, that's the new thing, is it? Everyone wants to live forever.
Whereas I think the moon situation is more of a like connection to wood. You know, we're cyclical beings.
Of course.
And
of
I would argue women are more cyclical than men.
Of course, a monthly cycle, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I know things.
He knows about periods, guys.
I've read a book.
A monthly cycle.
And
indeed.
I keep tampons in my downstairs toilet.
How kind of
I just
you.
Like everybody to know.
Applicators or non applicators?
They are they are both.
You don't like them. You've never looked at them.
I've never
Alfie
looked
got
at them.
Them, guys. Alfie got them.
I got them in a goodie bag. When
at the Glamour Awards.
At the Woman of the Year Awards, sponsored by Bella Magazine. I got some. And then I got some sanitary towels as well, because you never know what people need.
You just never know.
What people
prefer.
A
few moon cups in there and you're fully filled.
Absolutely. I just left a La Cruze. And thought,
wow, are there moon cups in there as well? It's like a barn brack. I just sift around in here. If I'm lucky enough, I might pull out a tampon. Okay, I'm going to put a lid on that.
But, well, we don't have to put a lid on. I'm not silencing you if you want to talk about it.
He is. I feel really uncomfortable.
Oh, no. I'm cancelled already just for putting out a few tampies.
I'm so proud that we chatted about that. But also inherently conservative. Nobody needs to know about their business.
No one wants to hear about that. Thanks, Angela.
Exactly. Closing my legs.
As I do that, actually, I realise I've got my torches on my...
Oh, go on then.
On my Crocs, which people often ask me about. And now I can actually fully demonstrate them.
I love
them. And they are very useful if one is going out to collect slugs. To throw away from your plants.
Stop it. Do you literally handpick them and chuck them over the neighbours?
No, I would never do that. I have to have gloves on if I'm dealing with them. Actually, they've not been around for a while.
So what, you just spray them with your light and they just head off?
I blind them with the light and they're like, no way.
See ya.
No, it's just for when I'm tamping around. And I find that they illuminate the path.
They
were a Christmas present to me.
I love them.
From Alfie's mum, actually. Mm. So they're just, people often ask about them. So I thought, I'll bring them up for the
Bring them up. Also, guests. Crocs open to sponsorship pottering by.
That would be
Tom.
Absolutely fine if you're looking to sponsor something. I mean,
that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Crocs would be a great one.
They're nice company, I think.
I love them. Mm.
But yeah. Also, Town and Country.
Or these, we'll take whatever.
Too. Yeah. Town and Country have got more of a, I'm popping down to do a washing up shift at the local harvester.
I'm fine with that. I love a chef's shoe as well.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. They're kind of a chef's clog or an operating theatre clog. Which I don't mind.
I'm fine with it.
I don't think I'd want my surgeon to be wearing a croc.
Nor would I would judge heavily.
I would like, you've got holes in that. What?
Have you been out? Have in you the been garden out? Then? And now you're in here. Cutting me open.
Yes, exactly.
Have you ever had a general anaesthetic?
No, and I'm a bit scared of it, actually. Yeah. Have you?
I have.
Tell me about it was
quite weird, actually.
Did you? Some people quite like. A lot of people.
Well, I was around seven, I was quite young to go under.
Yeah.
But I had teeth that were like too big for my mouth or something.
Oh no!
In hindsight, I don't think it should have been done at all, to be honest. But they put me under, and I just remember being quite a hyperactive child, and being like, "Oh, they think they're going to fucking put me under. They'll think again." And so I remember lying there. Being like, and all these faces looking at me, and I was like,
I'm gonna beat this.
Gone.
Oh.
And then I wake up, they've pulled my teeth open, sorry.
They're like crystals.
I had like a bowl here. It was like one of them kidney bowls, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in like a little hospital bed with other children.
No.
And blood dripping into the kidney bowl.
Oh, bless you.
Okay.
I mean, it must have been quite unnerving.
Quite traumatic, okay? Yeah. And then, to make it worse, the woman who must have been wearing Crocs came over to me and said, do you want some cereal for your breakfast? I don't even have any. My gums are gaping. What am I going to do with cornflakes?
Oh, that sounds so painful.
So painful.
Oh.
Horrendous.
Oh, Andrew, that's terrible. But do you remember anything of the anesthesia?
No, I was gone. That's the whole point.
You didn't have any dreams or anything?
No, you're dead.
That's always my fear.
Briefly. I fought it.
That's my fear that I'd wake up in the middle of an operation.
Oh, nightmare stories. Mm. You do hear that. Because also, redheads need more anesthetic for some reason.
Shut up.
We
no,
bleed
they don't.
More during operations.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, and I know when I went, another tooth thing. I won't go into it here.
So many tooth problems.
I know.
And it's very painful. I passed out when I had my wisdom tooth taken out.
Were you under or over?
I was over, then I was under.
Oh my
God. He got it out, said, look, I've got it, and I passed out. Stop. Came back round, and I said to, and then the nurse had been brought in. He said, you didn't breathe. And then the nurse had to come in.
What do you mean you didn't breathe?
Well, apparently I didn't breathe. I didn't breathe for like a minute or something.
Oh,
he said, I thought you were going into cardiac arrest. I was like, no, I just don't like to make a fuss. And then I came back round and the nurse was there and she said, oh, I was worried about you. I said, oh, hold my hand. And I had to hold my hand. How dramatic. And I was like, oh. I had to have a day.
Oh,
and then when I had the other one, then I went and, no, the doctor gave me some Valium for the next one.
Oh.
That was great.
What? Same doctor, presumably. Or they heard about you?
No, it was the GP gave me Valium to take to the dentist.
Shut up, because you told him about the previous episode.
Exactly.
Well, I had two wisdom teeth, okay?
Oh,
one, I went
today.
To like a Smiles dental clinic, okay?
Ooh,
and I was slightly
casual.
Hungover. I was very ready to cancel the appointment.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I thought.
Yeah, what difference?
Well, I didn't think actually it was the problem, but when I got in there, oh my God. And then I thought, oh God, I'm actually going to be sick.
Oh no.
But it was very swift. It was in, out, gone. Oh. The next one started giving me a bit of bother.
Oh.
Now, one of them was in Ireland, the other one was in England.
How big is your mouth?
You know me, babes. She's big. So anyway.
Crosses the Irish Sea.
No, then.
Yeah.
So I stopped in. I was like, I did it hungover first time. This is like, we just jotted into a diary entry. Fine. In I go. Now, I don't want to be disparaging, but it was a lady. It was a woman dentist.
Oh, what did you expect?
So, my God. She went up there, did the thing, right? But like, is yanking at me. I was like, babe, I can feel, like I can feel what's
happening.
Now, since then, I've had two children without whatever.
You didn't have anything?
No. So what I'm saying is
you're used to it now.
I have a pretty good pain threshold is what I'm saying.
Right.
Thank you. And so anyway, she went in and I said, I can feel everything. You have to put more anaesthetic in.
Actually.
She puts more anaesthetic in. She's hacking away up there, like yanking, nothing. And then I would say we've been 20 minutes no. of her literally trying to...
And your eyes open, can see it all?
I'm there, seeing it all.
Oh, Andrew, I wouldn't like that.
Horrendous.
Is she getting on your chest? Sometimes they do that.
Oh, like she's literally on me.
Oh, God.
And then she said, I'm really sorry, but we'll have to try this another day. And I said, hey, you're hugging today. I'm not coming back here. So she went out, obviously.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
So she came back in.
Well, she had to go, probably had to go and like shake it out.
She put her foot up
here. Oh, she did.
And like literally yanked it out. Because I said, I'm not leaving this. It's traumatic enough. I'm like, get it done. And she like yanked it out with somebody pulling her from behind.
Oh my goodness. It sounds like a cartoon.
Honestly, it was not funny. And then she held it up. And she said, there was a bit of a twist in the top of it.
Oh.
As if to say, that's what happens. That's what happens when you got to twist your route. Anyway, how did we
in my mind,
that?
Did she? I just imagine all the people pulling behind. There was like a whole chain of people that then fell over. Was that something that was something about a pumpkin, or was it James and the Giant Peach? Something like that. Actually,
the conga.
The conga. A conga like taking your wisdom
wrong.
To about.
Horrendous.
Oh, bless you. Mm. So that was a long while ago, though.
Long while ago. Mm. They're well gone now.
Yeah, good. Good to get them out, isn't it?
I think so.
Because some people have them impacted and then they're underneath the teeth.
See, that's what you don't want. And also, I have quite like tightly set teeth, so you don't want to, get
twisty
them.
Teeth. Come on, let's twist again.
Let's
like we did last summer.
Let's twist your roots again.
Let's twist
baby.
Your roots again. Now,
I think it's time for a break. We're going to go.
By the way, if you're enjoying our little garden chat, don't forget you can watch all episodes of Pottering on my YouTube channel, at Tom Allen. Or, if you prefer, just carry on listening on your podcast app whilst you potter about yourself. We'd love to keep you company. So, Angela, I was going to ask you about your garden. Because I've seen many a great video on your social media. Because, by the way, your social media account is one of my favourites because you always post very lovely, lovely, meaningful things that always connect with me. You know, some people would do that and I wouldn't connect with it, but things you post.
But that's because there's a hippy-dippy dormant. It's unfurling, like a fern.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I love the way a fern unfurls.
I love the way a fern
unfurls. Oh, it's so dramatic, isn't it?
It's glorious. Like, also kind of creature-like.
Mm,
there's something beautiful. A bit animalistic about it.
Well, Carol Klein said to me once, they're like, some ferns are like millions of years old. They're some of the oldest plants. And like, and she said there are forests of them somewhere.
Oh, really? Well, I remember reading somewhere that if you go through a forest, or like, I'm sure if you have one in the garden, it'll do the same thing, but like that you should be like touch ferns.
Oh, is that right?
Kind of grope them. I don't know if it's a consent issue, but like just give it a little rub and then sniff.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds lovely. I don't know what's more creepy there.
No, with that, it's all the microbiomes. It's like we're made of soil. We're made of earth. So if you like literally get all that into
you. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Like hugging a tree.
Exactly.
That lovely, what is it?
Yeah, that one.
Bilateral, no, what's it called?
Something.
Agreement with the tree. The tree gives us oxygen, we give it carbon dioxide.
Beautiful.
We're very happy together.
Yeah.
Let's call the whole thing off. And so your garden, you have lovely things there. Especially, you're like me, you like to go out and potter around first thing.
I love a little potter. Mm. I like to be in, like, on the grass in my feet.
Yes, you taught me about this.
Yeah, you've got to dodge the fox poo, but that's fine.
Or bumblebees. My brother did it and trod on a bumblebee.
Don't even. I got the worst sting.
His foot swelled
up
like an elephant.
Was it a bumblebee or was it a wasp?
Well, he doesn't know. He was too busy screaming, stamping on it.
No, violent. Okay, here's what happened in the summertime. Mm. My daughter started wailing.
Well, it's horrible though.
And I was like, babe, come on. Like, I'm right here. You know, we'll manage this, but like, this is really dramatic. She's like, between my toe.
Oh, between her toes? Oh, no. Between her toe.
And they shoot a little thing in.
Yes, a barb. Oh.
So I saw, I was like, oh God, that actually does look sore. And then I thought, oh, she's like a little bit dramatic, but sore. And then I went back out. I've stood down on the thing.
You did the same thing.
And on the sole of my foot. It like, like a bullet through the foot.
Oh, I bet, especially in your feet, which are very sensitive, aren't they?
Yeah.
I had it where I was in Austria, actually.
Oh, are there wasps in Austria?
Oh, this hotel was full of them.
Wow.
It was unbearable. It was like we were plagued by them.
Oh, did you complain?
Well, who do you complain to? The wasp? The queen wasp.
The queen bee. Call off.
Yeah. You need to call them in. They were burning coffee at breakfast to try and ward them off. It wasn't doing anything. Anyway, I leant back on a sun lounger, the opposite of what, you know, well, sorry, the thing I was supposed to be doing on a sun lounger, lounging, leant back and felt the opposite of lounging because I shoved my elbow
on one
into it, and I've never been stung before. It really hurt.
Yeah, it's vicious. Because it's that little... And it's like the sting before they die is the worst, right?
Oh, well, you'd want it to be, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I just say, if you were, you'd want to go out with a bang. You want to be remembered.
Oh, he was a real little sting, that guy.
Real little stinger.
Real
But I often say, you know, if we could only just kill all the little animals, the garden would be such a happier place.
No, babes, that's not how biodiversity works.
Murder.
Moles, newts. Foxes, I could do it a few less. And they're pointing those shits everywhere.
Oh, yes, exactly. You wouldn't like that.
Too much.
Badgers and rabbits. Anyway,
squirrels. We don't have badgers. We have squirrels, but I like a squirrel. I wish there were more red squirrels, frankly. Because those little grey fellas basically nailed them all.
That's a sad story, isn't it?
It's awful.
And the grey ones came over from America, did they?
Oh, yeah. Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Oh, poor little red-headed ones.
Absolutely nailed the poor little Celts.
Little Celtic squirrels.
Origin. Trying to keep it going, terrible. You know what I mean? And they're like, bow, bow, bow. Like, honestly.
Oh, no, when you say it like that. I can't bear
it. No, they're endangered.
Yes, exactly.
Awful, oh, goodness, awful. And they were so much better looking as well.
Yeah.
Like, actually really cute. And I'm being a bit biased, but, like, you know, it doesn't always work for humans. But for squirrels, I think it really did.
It did. Yeah. Oh, sad tales. Sad times for Halloween.
No, and I did have a little bird thing that I bought in the local garden centre.
Oh, yeah, forget it. Squirrels.
The little bastards.
Yeah, forget it.
Oh, my God. It was like a wicker little thing. Quite bougie little moment.
You thought you were going to be like Cinderella in that Disney cartoon.
I was imagining.
Snow White getting the bed made by the birds. Yeah.
All of it.
All of that.
Came out. It's like, what is that?
Where have they gone?
That noise?
Where have they gone? Yes.
And he's
straight
like
up there.
At it.
They're like a plate of seeds and nuts. They're my favourite thing.
But even when I came out, didn't even move.
Really? Well, I'm not surprised. Oh,
and
yeah.
And like big gaping holes in the wicker bit.
It's like me at the Harvester Salad Bar.
Is that you? Nothing's
going to take me
Do
away.
Do you like a carvery as well?
You know what? I don't mind one.
I don't mind one either.
I don't mind one. You know, you've got to get into it.
I think so too.
I think I get a bit disappointed about whenever I've been to a Toby is.
I've never been to a Toby.
Oh, don't get my mum started, because if she's got a voucher, she will whip you off there before we've got time to finish this.
I'm not
podcast.
Mad about that as a way to end our Halloween moment.
Where's she gone? Oh, mum's taking
She's
her.
Gone for turkey.
She's gone for turkey, lamb and beef and chicken. All on the same plate.
So do you pile them all up?
No, I go very modest, actually.
Okay.
I don't mind it. I'll go with it. I don't like how the gravy station is maintained. Often they'll have a separate hot plate with the gravy in a saucepan, not dissimilar to that Le Creuset.
Okay.
And often,
oh, really?
It, yeah.
Oh,
but
that
they,
might be a
people,
bit of me.
People aren't familiar with a ladle. So they'll get...
What do you mean?
They'll ladle the gravy, but they'll spill it on the hot plate.
So it goes lumpy.
And it just sort of collects around it, and I think, oh no.
Like
I can't.
A skin form.
Around, yeah. Mm. And I don't care for it.
I don't care for
it. I don't
it
care for that. No. But apart from that, I've met some lovely people.
Have you, though?
Well. I won't pay extra for the larger plate. You know, you can do that.
And my husband went to America once when he was much younger, and his friend, they used to go to All You Can Eat because it was like nothing.
Oh, yeah. And, Dallas Barbecue and
exactly.
All of that. Yeah.
And his friend Kev would get really irate and really angry if they came back with rice in their bowls.
Why? Because he said, don't fill up on the
cob. They're trying to fill you. They're trying to fill you up on rice. Don't fill up on rice. Like, as in, get your money's
true.
Worth.
That, I always say that, though. Any buffet, I love a slice of bread.
Yeah.
I love a nice bread. Don't ever go for the bread. Don't go for the cobs.
No.
Go straight in for the proteins. Otherwise, you are a fool to yourself.
You
may as well have just stayed in.
You
stay at home and have some toast.
Honestly. Why are you even in, Chris?
Why are you even here? You don't get the idea. You haven't trained for this at all.
So your garden, you like to go out and tread in shit.
I do. I try to dodge the shit.
Yes. Yeah, magnetic charging, that's what you told me.
Yeah, magnetic charging. So you're connected,
if you get off a plane, is that right? You're supposed to...
I think you might have told me the plane bit. But I think it still stands.
You get off a plane, you take your shoes and socks off. And you
put your feet in the grass.
And you put your feet on the runway. Yeah. On the tarmac.
A boiling, bubbling tarmac.
And then you feel charged. Yeah. You go to nature when you can, and then you take your shoes and socks off and you walk
in
the
rebalances.
And it rebalances you after the kind of
But you imagine, like, this guy is breathing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a breathing organism.
Yeah.
We're just little atoms, we're just little cells.
I mean, who even are we? Why are we here, you know?
Why are we here? Sometimes I think
don't
that.
Know. Yeah.
And then people talk about AI, and AI is going to realise that we're actually a problem. They're going to get
I mean,
us,
don't even get me started on that.
AI, as I like to call it, AI.
AI.
I don't think about it too much. I do think, though, we are all made to be as one with it. And I think as well, I love the idea of seasonal eating. I think I love the idea of local eating.
So do I.
I mean, I don't always achieve that.
I know. Nor do I.
This gin was made in...
But you know what? Well, actually, when you go to the supermarkets, you realise how little often is local.
Oh, absolutely. It's very interesting to like note how much has been flown
grapes
in.
From Chile and from Morocco. Yeah. And it's like, okay, what can I get? An apple? Fab. And I like really do try to do that.
Well, it is a lovely thing to do as well. Mm. And like with the... So we've been growing a few things this year. And I will say, maybe it's just psychosomatic, but things like tomatoes, potatoes, beans, we've been growing. And it's lovely to have those from... You do feel full from eating. What have you been growing?
So, we've done courgettes.
Oh, nice.
The tomato yield, and there's one little runty plant that has done unbelievable business.
Well done.
It looks kind of shaded, which I'm like, oh, maybe there's too much direct sun sometimes.
That's interesting, because I think they are quite a funny lot, the tomatoes.
Yeah.
We found with them, you water them, and then like 5 minutes later, they're like, I'm dying, you didn't water me. Like, I just gave you loads of water.
But does it take time to get up to the leaves, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe a bit, maybe.
Like if it's in the, I don't know, really.
But every day they'd be like, we're dead.
Dramatic little pricks.
Yes, little, very precocious.
But so we did, good, the tomatoes were unbelievable.
Well done.
Rocket. We did,
tender
stem broccoli.
Wow.
Loads of parsley, my favourite vegetable. I don't know if it's technically a vegetable or a herb, but
I love
parsley.
Do you grow it direct in the ground or in a pot?
The parsley we grow in a trough and a little bird feeder that, is now a little plant
wasn't
thing.
Usable as a bird feeder.
Yeah.
But curly, flat?
Both.
And they're fine. That's fine. It doesn't get eaten by slugs or something?
No. Kale we grew and maybe it is slugs. Roy thinks it's pigeons, which I thought was unlikely of all the things that a pigeon would want to eat. I don't think he's getting in under that net and pecking at the kale.
Oh, you put nets over
we
it
put
well.
The little thing over, yeah.
Is it not the caterpillars from the butterflies? The cabbage whites?
Possibly. Mm. How would you know?
How would you know unless you see
I don't know. Mm. And then we did some strawberries and we did loads of spuds. We're still waiting for them.
Oh,
but I'm
wonderful.
Hopeful that that's going to be an absolute abundant cull.
Have you ever grown them before?
I've not grown potato because there's the whole chitting thing, right?
Yes. Well, we didn't buy the chitting potatoes. Okay.
You don't need to. Apparently it's a Swiss.
Well, who was I asking?
You literally just... Like, if you think about a spud, you put it in the back of the cupboard.
Yeah, it grows
eyes anyway.
So we had those ones. We had a bag of those. And I couldn't buy the seed potatoes in the garden centre for some reason. They sold out. Everywhere I went, they sold out. So I just threw those in. Completely fine.
Yeah.
They were slightly smaller than the ones I'd done before that were the chitting
ones.
Oh, interesting. But it didn't matter.
I love the wonkiness of them.
Yes, me too. And that taste you get of like an actual... I was going to say
taste of something. Whereas I think a lot of the vegetables you get now feel like a vehicle for sauce.
Yes, absolutely. Or salt.
Yeah. So I do think, I don't know whether it's just that there's been a bit of like toil and love and like intention. There's a bit of energy. Like your energy exchange with the tree. There's like, you know, the spuds have seen, you've visited them.
They've been attended to.
You know, it's like going to a grave.
Yes.
Like you're chatting to somebody dead, you're chatting to somebody...
We don't dig them up and eat them.
No. Well, maybe not in
Halloween.
Your country. I do find it fascinating, though.
Yes.
Side note, no, we've gone too... There's been too many tangents. Mm-hmm. And the clock struck.
And what do you find fascinating?
Well, I find it fascinating that in some countries, they dig up dead people.
Do they?
On the, like, on their anniversary, and they have a drink with them and toast their, like... legacy.
Oh my goodness, that's interesting.
I know.
What if they've been cremated?
Well, obviously they couldn't dig them up then, could they?
Gosh.
Unless they just dig up a little urn, but it doesn't have the same kind of visual.
It doesn't have the same resonance.
No.
We've still got Dad on the shelf at the Undertaker's.
Why?
Well, we don't know. What do you do?
I know.
It's not, I mean, if only I had an urn for him.
But I mean, was there anywhere that he...
He loved filing. So we left him there in the...
could you? Well, was there any place as a family?
Well, it can be difficult to spread the ashes, actually. Some places don't like it.
But
you can't do it in a harvester.
You
don't like it. Toby Carvery frowns upon it.
Toby Carvery.
Okay. No, but a lot of places are like, no, you can't do that.
You don't have to tell them.
That's true. You could have it up your sleeves.
It was somewhere that he like loved.
Yeah,
like,
that's
even
true, actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right. We should really do it.
Yeah. They still seem witchy.
Go on.
Maybe have a chat. Maybe ask him.
Oh, I like that. Well, I wonder what he'd say. He'd probably say something a little bit... facetious, a bit sarcastic, and I'm like, do you mean that or do you mean the opposite of that?
Toby Carvey. No, really,
no, Dad. Exactly.
Come on.
All right.
But I bet you'd get like some little hit that would tell you whether he's like, do you know what, I'm happy enough here, or actually that front room looks fabulous. Quite fancy sitting there on that lovely little antique table.
I'll ask. Put it out there. Do you ever do that, like put a thing out there to the universe?
Oh, I love it. And also my granny, who passed when I was like 7, is a Robin. Sorry. Like as in robins have a very
spiritual. You said Rob and I thought you said she's a robber.
No, I don't think so.
She's a burglar.
You wouldn't know though, would you?
You wouldn't know.
But she... I was really close to her. But like there is a thing about robins
absolutely
representing people who have passed.
Yes.
And so to the point where I'd be like, oh, that's Dolly. And my oldest daughter would come into the like kitchen to me and go, Mom, your granny's in the garden again. And I'd be like, oh, Fab, okay, cool. And I'd like, you
come
know,
out, say hello.
Salute the robin, give her a little
Prosecco. Was she in the military?
No. No, a salute is not always that, is it?
We were a very formal family. Sorry, I'm being very facetious.
It was how she enjoyed being...
She was greeted. She just like... She loved manners.
She liked good manners.
Very good. Slightly unusual manners. Yeah.
But I do love that
lovely
idea,
I do know exactly that feeling.
Of that kind of...
Or a white feather sometimes, yeah. People will say. You know what? Well, I'll ask you what your spookiest thing is that's ever happened. Mine was, not long after Dad had died, I was doing a tour show. Now, where was I? Someone will remember. And I got to in the show when I started talking about my dad, and I was sort of doing a bit about, like, I talked about it, like, a little bit seriously, but then I talked about, like, some of the funnier bits of organising a funeral, for example. But as I was doing it, someone's phone rang, and I was like, oh, typical. And I made a joke of it, and people were, like, outraged. They were like, the audience were very kind
to me. Have a bit of respect.
Yeah. And I said, oh, what's that telling you to take your tablets? So, yeah. And this voice came out, and he went, it's okay, I lost my mum this week. And it was like their daughter phoning at that point. And I thought, wasn't that spooky?
Oh, wow.
Made the back of my hairs in the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anything like that?
Apart from
the militaristic grandmother.
She was always really well-dressed.
She's very smart.
I don't know, you know.
Never had a ghostly experience.
I mean, I have had that like sleep paralysis thing, which is not quite the same, but where I feel like I'm being killed in my bed.
Oh, tell us about that.
Yeah, maybe it's a different form.
Maybe.
I don't think it's quite what you were going for, but I'm not sure any of this is.
No, I don't know what I was going for. That's the problem. No, I never do with this.
I like that. Free-flowing, when does that happen?
Oh, exactly. Oh, this is all very much the manner of this.
Yeah,
oh, let me tell you.
Oh,
we've got no structure there. You'd think I'd have, like, cards.
No, I like the confidence of a cue card free man.
Oh, that's what I pride myself on, Angela, actually. That's what I pride myself on. Now, I want to talk about Get a Grip, your wonderful podcast.
Yeah.
Have you been enjoying it?
I have absolutely loved it. I mean, it's unhinged. which, as you can tell, is quite...
No, but I like a podcast that is unhinged. People don't want boring. They don't want normality.
No, and there's no, like, set of questions. It's just myself and Vicky Patterson having a chat. It's
and
like
Vicky
the group chat. Oh. Kind of unleashed.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, no. Very, very. Oh, you look so beautiful.
You look so zesty.
Oh,
I didn't.
Some blood for you.
The blood jewels. Sounds delightful.
Thank you very much.
Now, show us your silky.
Wow.
This is very.
Your silky blouse.
I'm going to dress up for the party.
Oh, this runner's getting very carried away.
Show us a little bit of passo shaping.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's not passo.
Show us some of the cake. What do you think of the cloak I bought last week?
So I love it. My question is, aside from this moment, where are we going in it?
Well, he's going to fly away in a moment.
But like, is it dress up or real life?
It's well, it was actually for a real life. Okay, we went to the Astrid Awards.
You wore this
and I wore it. Yeah, in public.
Tom ended up on a worst dress list because it said, "Does he think he's Phantom of the Opera?"
I once fell asleep at the Phantom of the Opera.
Did you? Not before the chandelier fell down, I
hope. I
don't
fucking know. I didn't hear that. I didn't. I love it. It's flattering.
It is flattering.
Because I didn't wear it with the armhole.
No, you didn't. So
what, you just wore it over the shoulder?
I was worried I was going to spill your drinks, that's why.
He's
so I had to have both arms out.
Oh, he's
and as I was coming out the door, Irene shouted out, "Pop your collar!
Pop your collar!" She's got an eye for detail.
Oh, yes. With that, I'll leave you.
Wow.
Cheers.
Wow, cheers. Is he gay?
I'm not sure. When the jury's out.
Oh, I like that.
What do you think? Do you like a Negroni?
I don't even know what it is. I love it.
Negroni. Oh.
It's spicy, though.
No, I'm not going to mix that.
No, don't mix your gin.
It's a gin based.
But this isn't gin
based. This is gin based, yeah.
Negroni.
Yeah, with Campari and...
Babes, I'm working tomorrow, and this is also work.
Hun, look. You've got to enjoy it.
The Phantom of the Opera is now.
I've never seen Elf so alive.
I think that might be his calling, you know.
Spooky
like,
Dracula's.
I don't know. Like arriving at people's houses. I don't know. I mean, I know he lives here, so it's slightly different. It went down better, I'd say, with us than, you know.
He was loving that. I've never seen him.
He was alive.
I didn't know what to make of it.
He was alive. Maybe it's a kind of extracurricular activity you guys could explore together.
Some couples like to dress up. Not many will do it as 19th century fictional characters.
Do you know what? Mm. There's websites for all sorts.
I was going to say, I mean, exactly, I'm sure, actually. It's not the weirdest thing we could do. Mm. Mm. It's strong, though, I will say.
Do you know, it's strong, but also I like the attention to detail.
Oh, he's, yeah.
There's a little, like, sliver of orange that he's presumably turned backwards and spritzed, like a little.
I love that, yes.
Do you know, like a little perfumery.
Yes. Oh, you're right when you put it like that, Angela. Mm-mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That
was
about.
A lovely description. Yeah.
Mm, thank you. Wow. How did you make that perverse? I was talking about orange.
I was just, I didn't doubt it. No, sorry, we were just talking about your wonderful podcast.
Yes, we were.
And you've been enjoying working with Vicky Patterson.
We have an absolute ball, honestly.
Now, how has she been enjoying the dancing?
The dancing.
The dog.
She has been enjoying the dancing.
Oh,
I mean, her feet are in ribbons.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
I tried to warn her.
Of course, yes, you know all about it.
Yeah, they're raw.
Oh, they really...
Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah,
God bless.
Intense. Oh. But great.
Yeah, she's having a lovely time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she's having a ball.
Oh, that's
she's
great.
Having a ball. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And yeah, you have a nice time doing it. That's all that matters, isn't it?
We do. Mm. It's like a kind of... We say it's like a group chat. Now, you might, as a gay, be allowed into a woman's group chat.
Oh, occasionally usually, I will be.
Okay, so you kind of know the deal.
All the gossip.
All the gossip, but unhinged and kind of like feral,
yes.
But also sensitive.
Yes.
It's like it can run a gamut very quickly. It can go from, you know,
I do.
Tears to... Hilarity.
Yes, 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 of
what
course.
We like to say.
A few dramas here and there.
We love a little nugget of joy.
We've all seen it. Oh, that's wonderful.
It is great. She's a mad bitch.
Oh, that's great. Good for you.
No, my favourite line It's why I'm here on a bale of hay at 3 a.m.
I know.
Drinking Negronis. Okay, clearly I'm attracted to that crazy time. People.
Crazy bitches.
Crazy bitches.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take it. I'll take it. So this is a bit of...
The first.
So I thought it'd be fun for us to smudge some sage, because I don't really know what I'd... I did buy the sage and didn't know what I was doing. And so I thought it would be nice to actually ask an expert
smudger.
A true
witch.
A true witch, how she might smudge the sage.
So I
this
would,
is sage
now,
we
it's
grew.
It's hard to light it in a windy back garden, says I.
Gosh, these witches, I don't know how they do it.
Honestly, they need
what about if we shove
one of them things that lights a gas yoke. What is it?
If I shove that in the middle, does that work?
I don't love that for us, but we'll give it a go.
No, I've just shoved a match in the middle of it.
Oh, hello.
Oh, no, don't set fire to yourself.
Put that there. Sometimes these boxes are the best bit about these matches.
Yeah,
the
tell
cuteness
me about
of
it.
The box.
You think?
I'm not even being vigorous. Okay, here we go. Oh, fuck, that's not probably what you want to do.
So we're just lighting a match that I've shoved in the middle of the sage.
It's not like fucking dynamite, is it?
And it looks like a thing.
Okay, give it to me. Okay.
Has anyone got...
Do you know what I'm actually going to do is light the other side of it, I'm sorry to say, but sometimes the burnt bit takes a long time to light.
Could you light the string as well? Does
I got you, girl. Okay. Hold tight. Okay.
Oh, patience, so we're lighting the smudge.
Patience is a virtue. So have it if you count it.
Oh my goodness, so it's now lit. It's actually a big bundle of dried sage.
A big bundle of dried sage.
And it's being lit now, and it's actually a light, like a little, like a torch one might take on some sort of terrifying march.
Yeah. Oh wow.
And so smudging.
So you let it light, like I'm probably lighting it for effect a bit longer than is necessary. And then the smoke comes and now
the smokiness comes and now
you're... So you want to be like...
Oh.
So stand up there and we give you a good going over.
Give me a good old smudge. My mum always says it...
You want
to... The thing is it does smell of... It does... What do you think has happened there?
Who knows?
Andrew's just wafting it into my crotch.
Arms up.
I feel like I'm at the airport.
Yeah, it's a bit like that.
But it does smell a bit like that sage and onion stuffing you get at a
coffery. Will you stop it? It does not. It smells like my mom ritual. Says, it smells like ancestry.
My mum says it smells a bit like soup. Like I'm making a soup or something whenever
I've done. Sage is nice as an accompaniment. Mm. What's that word?
Accompaniment? Accompaniment? What are you smudging
I do like up? Buttered sage, I have to say.
Do you put it in the corner? If you're doing it in a room in your house.
No, it's not a bed. So if you're doing it in a room in the house, you light it up and then you go literally into the corners. If there's any spirits, they'd be hiding in the corners.
Yes. And then you...
I'm assuming it's a square room.
Yes, yes.
All the corners and the, like, around the... Door
around the
frame.
Doorway, yes.
Doors.
It would happen there.
Yeah. And doors, windows.
Okay, do you leave it like just going as a sort of general kind of room deodorizer?
Oh, just keep going, like as in use it daily. Mm. I'd say just do a big old smoke out once in a while.
And then you'll be good.
Yeah, and then as and when, like if you had some nasty person around that you wanted and you thought, oh, everything feels a bit like off, then I would
just
do a little sage.
Ooh, I know. And why is it called smudging? Do we know?
Well, I don't know, actually.
You don't have to, like, literally smudge it on a...
Well, I think that is a kind of... In my head, that's smudgy, but I don't know whether... I think that because of the name.
Mm.
Like, if you smudge in
With joy, like, I think, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of that action, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we might have torn the arse out of sage.
Well, you've torn the arse out of me. You nearly shoved it up there.
Palo Santo now.
Well, now Palo Santo, I have been bought.
Oh,
what do you think about that? Do you shove that? Waggle that around.
Waggled it in the same way you'd waggle your sage stick.
Does it do the same thing?
Similar thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but it's a lighter. I think it's not as smoky.
But
it doesn't give you the
same. It's got cleansing.
Yeah, yeah. But see, here's what the thing is: sage you're using to get rid of dense old energy.
Yeah.
But if energy goes, it needs to be replaced by something.
You're
so the Palo Santo can actually welcome in new energy. I sound like I'm off my...
No, I love it. I love it.
It's because it's 3 a.m. on Halloween. Spooky.
Oh, it's so spooky with that plane coming to land on us.
Ooh, 3 a.m.
It's the spirits.
Ooh. Ooh.
fasten your seatbelts, please.
Ooh. Do you get frightened now? You have a very sure alarm I saw in there.
Well, you know, I do get a bit scared, actually.
Do you? Like if you were here on your own?
Well, I don't mind. It's only, I've never felt a bad spirit in this house.
Yeah.
My mum's always been quite into that. She's like, oh, I get a bad feeling about this, I get a bad feeling about that place. She's quite spiritual like that. Mm. She's, but everyone always says they never get a bad spirit.
It's a beautiful feeling in your house.
Do you think?
Yeah.
So much sage. Mm. It's because of the sage butter.
Obviously.
It's cleansing. Lovely pasta. The ghosts won't come.
So, but, sorry, do you make sage butter?
Yeah, just ding a bit of sage in a bit of butter.
I mean, yeah, this is quite easy, I suppose.
I mean, there might be more complicated ways of doing it.
No, but if you like, make it crispy and then put the crisps on top of whatever. That's so, like, burn the sage.
Like we just did.
Kind of, but in a pan with butter. So actually not at all
not at
like,
all
what
like
we
that.
Just
we
did
just shoved it in the corners of the room.
But it's also fresh rather than dried.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that'd be like eating twigs, which I'm sure you're partial
which
to.
I don't, I've
been
on an autumn evening. Come on. What do you think I bought these bales for?
What will you do with the bales?
I think we'll just torch them. But the...
Happy Halloween, bitches! I like that for you. A bonfire.
Oh, I like
an effigy.
Would you do that? Have you ever done anything like that?
I don't know what that is.
Like an effigy?
Bob fucking Geldof said recently. And I was like, I want in on that.
I'll be there. Yeah. Burn my effigy if you like.
He said that he was thinking about his death. He's 74. He was like, you know, I'm not going to be around forever. And he said, which is exactly, by the
I
way,
was
Bob
say, it's
sends,
like he was here.
I would listen to some of his recent work. And he said that he's been having the conversation with his kids, which I think is quite an Irish chat, where he's like, I do not want to be cremated. And he was saying, he's so lyrical the way he talks. He's like, I don't want to be in the ground with the clay and the damp and the worms.
Oh, he's not wrong.
And
yes.
Then he said, I want to be like on the top of a bonfire. Oh. And all my friends come around and then they have a barbecue, which did take a bit of a turn.
But so you're having a barbecue, huh?
Yeah. But he was like, kind of wanted to go out in a blaze of glory, I suppose, a bit like the wasps.
Oh, I suppose that's very, yeah, it's very... I can see it. I don't know if I'd want to be atop the bonfire, you know, like a sort of medieval witch being burned. I don't know if I want people to see my face.
Yeah, no. You'd want a bit of a hood or something.
Yeah, maybe some or a cloak.
A cloak.
Oh, that's perfect. Another use for it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that cloak's
right
pretty
colour.
Flammable.
It's ready to go.
Okay, I'll do it. Maybe some Palo Santo.
Like, honestly.
What does Palo Santo even mean? Saint something.
St.
Paul.
Maybe.
I'll look it up. Oh, yeah. Another plane. Well, Angela, I can't thank you enough. I feel cleansed. I feel enriched. I feel...
Do you?
Drunk.
I feel tired.
Yeah, I feel tired. I feel rinsed. I'm sorry.
It's been glorious.
Angela, I appreciate
I love you
being here, as always. It's been lovely to have you. Angela Scanlon, everybody. Well, that was our very spooky, very special Halloween special with my very good friend, the wonderful Angela Scanlon. Isn't she a laugh? I hope you enjoyed spending time with us in the garden this evening or whenever you joined us. As mentioned, Angela has got the most wonderful podcast with the brilliant Vicky Patterson. It's called Get a Grip, and it's a real laugh as well. It's as bonkers and as outrageous as you would hope it would be. And so if you get a chance, do give that a listen. Give it a download. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, why not comment, write a review, subscribe, tell your friends. And if you didn't like it, remember what to do. Spooky. Goodbye.